This is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's March 20th, 2007. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, a guest on Just Energy Radio, Dr. Rita Louise's show on the internet, told a caller, if you carry pyrite on you, it will repel negative energy from your aura. Is this true?
Well, Alora, not exactly. Pyrite in itself would not repel negative energy. It may actually draw negative energy. But properly charged pyrite, a piece of pyrite that has been spiritually charged, would repel negative energy. If it has been charged the right way, that is the key. That is the important thing. It has to be charged by someone that knows what they're doing, and it has to be charged in a sacred place. Not just anyone can say, oh, I've charged this pyrite and it will repel evil. Only those who have God's power can charge something so it will repel evil. Those that claim to have powers and try to charge something will actually draw negative energy to the person. This is a problem, Alora, that we have with these things. There is some truth in them, but unfortunately, if people don't know what they're doing, they can do far more harm than they're doing good. These are strange times, Alora. Only parts of the teachings are getting out. Only fragments of the teachings are getting out. You have the whole truth. If people ask you questions, you give them the right answers. But when you give them the right answers, they don't want them because they're not what they want to hear. We just had another evidence of that yesterday. These are terrible, terrible times, Alora.
I thought that was the case, Nazarene.
You've thought right most of the time, Alora, if we could only get other people to listen to you.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. My good friend Demetrius has many talents, and many people consider him quite an artist. He has an art gallery on the internet where he shows many of his works, and I have even dabbled a little bit using his physical form and made a few artworks myself that I've displayed there. I'm sure you will enjoy it. The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/art/gallery.htm.
Do visit it when you have time.
We're back. Nazarene, what crystal does the Kingdom of God recommend people carry with them to draw the most power?
Well, Alora, properly charged, a good piece of quartz would be the best thing for people to carry. Quartz is the best energy holder, and it can be charged with positive energy, and this will repel negative energy and draw more positive energy. Quartz is the best, Alora, but as I have said, it must be properly charged by someone who knows what they're doing, and someone that does not charge a horrendous fee for these products. If someone comes to someone and says, I need protection, I need help, and the person says, well, here's a piece of quartz I've charged with God's power, it'll help you, and they give it to them. Now, that's a good piece of quartz. If someone says, oh, I need protection, I see this ad in the magazine, this guy is selling charged quartz for $500 a piece, I'm going to get one, that piece of quartz would be useless. It would be absolutely worthless, because all the person is doing is making money. He has no idea what he's doing at all. He has no idea of the powers he's using. And people should avoid these products completely. If anybody says, I'm a servant of God, I charge these products, give me $1,000, you can have one, that person is a fake. That person is powerless. That person is very, very dangerous. Stay away from them. Don't buy their products.
I agree, Nazarene. And cool, quartz is my favorite crystal.
It's a lot of people's favorite, Alora, because they understand its power. They're not stupid.
We'll be back again.
¶¶